This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. It's the North East Radio Club news again, and this is Les, VK5 KLD. Well, Friday night's description of how the WIA broadcast is brought to us every Sunday was explained very well by Brian, VK5VI, and he gave us a historic rundown of how it all came about from many years ago when it was all done manually to the current day system where it's an automated system. So thank you very much, Brian. That was a very interesting program explaining to us how the news is brought to us every week. And I'd also like to thank the operators of the Zoom system who provided very good coverage of the Friday night meeting. For the people who don't wish to come out to the meeting hall for various reasons, it's a good way of seeing the meeting and listening to the lecture. So thanks very much for the people who did the Zoom coverage of the North East Radio Club meeting on Friday night. And the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on Friday the 10th of September, and that's going to be a coax night. Yes, we'll find out all about coaxial cables and how to fit connectors to them and what to do with them and so forth and so on. So I believe you can bring along some coax and some connectors, and a number of gurus will be there to help you complete the work on them. So that will be on Friday the 10th of September at the Modbury West Community Hall for the coax night. And of course our CoronaNet is still being conducted every Wednesday mornings on the Houghton repeater by Phil, VK5SRP, and after the net on air, if you wish to, you can go to the Tea Tree Gully Library and have a coffee there at the coffee club. So that's all up and running, and of course there's COVID rules to be adhered to there. But the coffee club is working again, and a lot of people are going along and having a good time. And, of course, the F-Troop Net is on every Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. on the linked repeater system. So that's always a good, enjoyable hour or so. So come on up on Fridays at 5 p.m. for the F-Troop Net. Well, that's all I've got for this week. Stay safe, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. Our 2021 annual general meeting is now passed into history. All positions in the club have been filled with the incumbents from the previous year, which means that the ship sails on with no alteration to her course or speed. We are hopeful that COVID will disappear soon and allow us to try and construct a good year for the club. We are particularly keen to get our annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships back on course after an absence of 2 years now. We still have not trialled our Super Fox Hunt scoring system, which we spent a considerable amount of money on, so we're very keen to give that a crack. We have a number of projects in the pipeline, and the budget is in the final stages of being ratified, so we hope to complete most, if not all, of these projects in the next 12 months. At this point, we are still holding face-to-face meetings in our club rooms, albeit with masks on, and we are hopeful that we can continue to hold our meetings this way rather than on air. The proposed repeater in VK3 land is simmering away as we search for a possible new location for it. The Portland Club has a couple of sites on their map, and these are being investigated. Hopefully we can find a suitable site very soon. We've gained 4 new members over the last 12 months or so, and they've all proved to be very enthusiastic and active members. We would love to sign more up in the next 12 months. We have, unfortunately, lost a couple of members as well, so the net gain is pretty small. Like most clubs nowadays, we are constantly trying to work out how to attract new members, particularly younger people, to our ranks. But a solution to that problem seems to be very elusive. We will continue to try, though. So, with 63 members spread over quite a large area of South Australia and Western Victoria, we're in a pretty healthy position. That brings us up to date for this week. The members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And news from the Scouts Radio Activity Group.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with an update on the preparation for this year's Jota and Jotai on behalf of Bruce, VK5VAB, and the Project Commissioner for Jota and Jotai. The message is as follows. Greetings to our friends in the amateur radio community. We are very happy to report that excellent progress is being made despite COVID-19 into our rebooting of Jota project. As I compose this news update, we are having a positive discussions with several scout groups and associated amateur radio clubs to establish 4 Jota Jotai stations in the Adelaide metropolitan area, Edinburgh Park and the Elizabeth Club, Hope Valley and the North East Club, Fulham and Bob Ellis, which is the Club TBA, Seaford Meadows and the South Coast Club. If there are any amateur operators in South Australia's regional areas who would like to assist their local scout group, please contact Scouts SA Project Commissioner for Jota and Jotai. Scouts SA Jota team will provide participating scout groups with program resources to keep scouts and guides engaged in STEM, environmental, and circular economy discovery activities, communication skills, training, and teamwork. We will be providing several age group specific electronic gizmo kits for the scouts and guides to build, from simple no solder LED blinkers up to more complex PCB and 5-5 timer circuits for the over 12-year-olds. We are looking for adult support in helping our leaders provide these activities, as the kids may need some help to understand how LEDs work and which way round the battery must go, and soldering techniques and safety. Fusion radio, something new for 2021 that we trialled very successfully in 2020, is Fusion Digital Amateur Radio, utilising C4FM 4-level FSK technology to transmit digital voice and data over the amateur radio bands. Scouts National Jota Coordinator has agreed to set up specific node or room for Jota. We will have details in time for the next update. DMR at Jota, Jota, Digital Mobile Radio. The VK DMR network will have time slot 1 available for Jota Jota 2021 with talk groups 30 to 39. TG 30 is enabled to put calls out and then move to other talk group T31 to T39 to have conversation. These talk groups are user activated, so all you need to do is press to talk your DMR radio and you will be linked. These will be user activated, and the IPSC2 hotspot server and the IPSC2 repeater servers will be connected together. A sample code plug for Jota to suit the TYT-MDUV-390 is provided. This can be reviewed using TYT software or alternatively using the Vigil representation provided at the Jota website, vkjota.com/resources. Note that you will need to update the file with the appropriate radio ID, radio name, and the correct TX-RX frequencies for your DMR repeater hotspot. JOTA frequencies, bands SSB foam and CW Morse, 80 meters, 3.690 megahertz and 3.940 megahertz, CW 3.570 megahertz, 40 meters, 7.090 and 7.190 megahertz, Morse CW 7.030 megahertz, 20 meters, 14.290 megahertz and CW 14.060 megahertz, 17 meters, 18.140 megahertz and CW 18.080 megahertz, 15 meters, 21.360 megahertz and CW 21.140 megahertz, 12 meters, 24.960 megahertz and CW 24.910 megahertz, 10 meters, 28.390 megahertz, CW 28.180 megahertz, 6 meters, 50.160 megahertz, CW 50.160 megahertz. As per www.jota.info/jota, J-O-T-A, 17th of October 2020. Jota and Jotai dates. Scout Hall setup should be completed by the 15th of October, so we are ready to go to air by 0900 hours on Saturday, the 16th of October. Each station will organise their own operating times, and we encourage all stations to remain active into the late evening and even early morning of the 17th of October to make worldwide contacts possible. We look forward to working together and to provide a fun and engaging weekend for scouts and guides of all ages, amateur radio and electronic enthusiasts around the great state of South Australia. Until next time, Chewy, Project, Commissioner, Jota and Jotai. And that is all from me for now. Thank you for listening. This is Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo, 73s. Stay safe.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society for the 29th of August. There will be an open inspection of items for the blind auction at the Shack on the 11th of September, starting at 9:30 a.m. Remember to bring a mask and observe COVID rules. This auction is open to all licensed amateurs, not only AHARS members. We're hoping we can use the hall at the Girl Guide site for the inspection. Our shack will be open for coffee or tea and a chat, but please observe COVID rules, particularly the limited on the number of people in the building. Coffee and tea are not free. A gold coin donation is expected. The blind auction works this way. You look at the items and then fill out a form with the price you bid for the item. Bidding starts on the 11th of September at the inspection and ends on the 22nd of September at 10 a.m. Further bidding can be emailed to the deceased estate manager, John Elliott, VK5EMI, and his email is Delio, that's D-E-L-L-I-O-2 at bigpond.net.au. That's D-E-L-L-I-O-2 at bigpond.net.au. Notifications of results will be by email on Monday, September the 30th. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 27th of August. These lunches are booked for noon at the Blackwood RSL. If you wish to attend the luncheon, you should book with the RSL on 8278 6253. Or via email at rslbwwod@bigpond.com. This makes catering easier for them. The September General Meeting will be a member show and tell on the 16th of September. This will be our last General Meeting in the Blackwood Community Centre. All future General Meetings will be in the Blackwood Uniting Church, the church by the roundabout. That's all for this morning. 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.